Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We are here on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and we appreciate all of you being here, and I hope you can stick around as long as possible. Based on what I saw outside, you're better off getting in front of the TV than trying to navigate the shopping malls and grocery stores. Welcome to the show. We will be in Tuscaloosa on Friday, but right now we are here and ready to go. And let's start with some headlines. Georgia and Ohio State, Michigan, TCU. Not much has changed on top of the CFP. If that's identical, if that number looks the same next week, then we must have missed the Ohio State-Michigan game, because those two meet, of course, this weekend. LSU, USC now right behind. LSU being ahead of USC has upset some people, but do not despair. All of this usually takes care. So SEC has four teams in the top 10. Alabama, did they have a chance at number 7? Tennessee went to 10. Yeah, there are a lot of reactions, but I think one thing that I look at is that Clemson really doesn't have a path in. And I'm not talking about everyone losing every game, but they've really been stymied. I think it really comes down to a conversation about, does LSU get one of those spots? Should it beat Georgia? I was with Mad Dog Russo earlier today on First Take. He said no. That spot should go to Southern Cal. We'll have a conversation about that a little bit later. Also, the Michigan-Ohio State loser, is that part of the equation as well? The Iron Bowl is Friday. And this column is getting a lot of conversation, raising many eyebrows in the state of Alabama. It dropped around noon today under the heading, "Surprise Me, Auburn, Hire the Man Before the Iron Bowl." The writer is the editor at AL.com, Roy Johnson. And he is saying, dispense with all the nonsense. Quit slobbering, he said, over Lane Kiffin. and hire Carnell Williams. We will talk to Roy Johnson later on about that explosive column that came out today. In an Iron Bowl without the man who used to be the personification of it, Cecil Hurt, the legendary columnist, died a year ago today. And we will remember him with one of his closest associates and friends, as well as many of you, remembering the importance and the contribution that he made and continues to make on sports journalism in the South and around the country. Pete Thamel, he'll join us. Nick Kelly, a little bit later. Roy Johnson, you want to hear that in 2 hours. And Griff. We begin with J.K. on this Wednesday afternoon. Hello, J.K.
What's happening, Paul?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Hey, man, in the words of the best caller in the last few years or so, Mr. Jerome from Birmingham, stop this damn foolishness about Alabama getting to the playoffs. I just got through listening to this talk show host down here on Jocks Radio in Birmingham, still talking about Alabama's path to the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. Now that Texas is in the top 25, Alabama has another top 25 win. No, they don't. Texas was unranked when they played them, the day they played. Texas A&M was unranked the day they played. So this crap about Bama getting in, just stop it. We all know the agenda pushing and wanting to get in certain SEC teams and certain teams into the playoff. It's just a bunch of BS for ESPN, for the ratings, and for the revenue. We all know that's what it's about. But when are these teams going to get rewarded for winning and these teams that lose stop getting rewarded for losing? Alabama lost two games. They shouldn't even be in the top 10, in my opinion. They're in front of a 10-1 team, but they're behind another 10-1 team. Explain that.
Why are you such a hater, J.K.?
Hey, you don't have enough time in your show for me to explain why I hate Alabama.
There is a very narrow, and I mean narrow, path Alabama, and I didn't hear what the guy said that preceded us here.
What's the path, Feinbaum?
Well, the path would be a lot of people losing this weekend and then continuing to lose next weekend, and suddenly you move LSU or Georgia or Clemson or USC or TCU out of the way. It's not impossible.
Feinbaum, just stop it.
I'm not going to waste any time on it, but I'm just telling you that it is not impossible.
So now the team that got all the five stars in college football and the best coach in college football, they're now reduced to other teams failing for them to be rewarded again.
Well, I can make it very simple for you here. Let's say Southern Cal loses this weekend against Notre Dame or next weekend. Let's say TCU loses next weekend. That's two teams out of the way right now. LSU
and TCU,
and then LSU loses the next weekend. That's three teams out of the way. You want to do some math here? Seven versus three. You know what seven versus three is? You have any idea?
Hey, Paul, you want to move
out of Miami? It's four.
You want to move 11-1 team behind?
I'm not saying I'm moving anything.
Alabama,
who are you talking about? Which 11-1 team?
I'm talking about the scenario you just laid out for all the teams to lose. But what I'm saying is, how can you not reward a conference champion over a team that's not even good enough to win a division of seven teams? They're not going to play in the conference championship once again.
Do you think
again,
Alabama could win the Big 12?
They're not in the Big 12.
Well, I'm just asking you a question.
Flaws.
Sometimes you got to broaden your mind a little bit. I realize you wake up every day hating Nick Saban, hating Bama.
You have lunch every day
hating Nick Saban, hating Bama. You go to sleep every night. Sometimes you just have to give it up.
Ball.
I mean, you're on a losing streak right now, trying to talk Alabama off the cliff.
Hey, I got a question for you since you asked me one. Did you think Alabama was going to win the SEC this year?
Of course
and
I did.
It's quiet.
I mean,
that's
not even a legitimate question. I did, yes.
Okay, you were wrong.
So what?
So why are you now trying to
I was wrong 5 minutes ago when I pushed your button.
Feinbaum, you can't push my button. I'm just talking and having fun. But I want to put these facts out there opposed to all this nonsense and bias BS for trying to get certain teams in the playoff and rewarding them for losing.
Well, first of all, J.K., I don't have anything to do with who goes to the playoff or not. I'm just a talking head. Nobody cares what I think.
Hey, Feinbaum, the next time you talk to that playoff chamber, could you please ask him, when they put out those playoffs,
we thought it was a waste of time.
Hey, email and whatever you had to do, ask them, why don't they explain why they picked the 14th opposed to us?
By the way, how's your team doing, J.K.? You're wearing a Miami chain on in your picture. How are your boys doing under first year coach Mario Cristobal?
Hey, Feinbaum, and I look damn good with that chain on. But you know what? Alabama and Miami will both be watching the playoff. Whether Miami go 5-7 or 6-6, we're gonna both be out of the playoff. So what you talking about don't make a hill
of beans. One of you actually is going somewhere on New Year's Day, and the other one's staying home. Thanks, J.K. Appreciate it. Will is up next in North Carolina. Hey, Will.
Wow, J.K.'s being a giant turkey today. Paul, I want to wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving, and I'm thankful for the entertainment that y'all provide me in the afternoon, because, I mean, it's priceless. But I don't think anyone's taking the time to officially welcome Ole Miss to the Lane Kiffin as your head coach fan club. You know, coming from a Tennessee fan, this is what you get with Lane as your head coach. Do you think Nick Saban would make a Sunday night, midnight call to Lane Kiffin, telling him, asking him if he would replace him after the Iron Bowl and all this weekend? Do you think that would be a possibility Sunday at midnight?
Probably not.
You think there's too much bad blood between the two?
I don't know how much bad blood there is, Will. I just don't think the two really do a lot of speaking to one another off the air. Hey, thanks for the call. We're heading to a break. We have your phone calls at 855-242-7285. Guests will start piling in here right now. Pete Thamel is next.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
DC Nation will be wherever. There will be in Tuscaloosa this weekend. Marty McGee at 9. Nation at 10. We were all watching the clip from First Take, and I'm sure Pete Thamel was watching that going, do they just run it, walk into some bar in Brooklyn and say, okay, you three, you're on the set today. Anyway, Pete, I'm part of that three, by the way. How are you, Pete? Good afternoon.
Paul, I'm great. Yeah, I'd love to hear you guys argue over, greatest works of Shakespeare. I think it would be good theater.
To be Saban or not to be, something like that. Pete, let's talk about the biggest game of the weekend, of course. That's not the Iron Bowl, much to the chagrin of our listeners and fans. But I know you've done a deep dive on the Ohio State-Michigan game. Give us your perspective of what we should be looking for on Saturday.
Yeah, Paul, in my entire career, this is one of the games that I'm looking most forward to covering. The stakes are huge. There's a historic pivot point with, the Big Ten about to change, that these teams may not meet at this moment with this much at stake ever again. And they're also excellent. They're both in the top 10 in scoring offense and scoring defense, two very important factors. I'm not an analytics expert, but when you have undefeated teams who are elite on both sides of the ball yet play very different styles, it really makes for a compelling matchup. Certainly not lost on Ryan Day and the staff at Ohio State that Jim Harbaugh delivered a haymaker last year after the win by saying Ryan Day was basically born on third base without hitting a triple. So you have the general angst and you know, some of the general frivolousness that makes a good rivalry. But that comment certainly cut to the core, and will certainly be brought up again. You know, no matter the result on Saturday. But I think it's going to be a great game, Paul. I think it's going to be a close game. Ohio State, if you talk to NFL scouts, is clearly the more talented team. Michigan, if you talk to, you know, coaches who've played them, will tell you that they may be a more balanced, more complementary football, probably better on special teams, and have so far exhibited signs of being a tougher team. We'll get the answer to that on Saturday. But, you know, high stakes, huge rivalry, and, you know, two fan bases, states, programs that really despise each other.
And we like that here on the Feinbaum Show. Pete Thamel joining us. Pete, one more game I do want to get some perspective on, because I think there were months ago maybe we didn't think Notre Dame was going to be able to, you know, get out of its own way. But Marcus Freeman's has done a really good job figuring out some things. You spent a lot of time with him, and you know him. What has Notre Dame done to get back into the top 25 and to be a factor and really maybe stand between Southern Cal and a critically important game next week in the Pac-12 championship game that could determine whether they're in the playoffs or not?
Yeah, I think the most important thing that Notre Dame has done, Paul, is they've embraced their limitations, especially Drew Pine at quarterback. He does not have the dynamic throwing ability that a lot of modern college quarterbacks do. And I think the improvement of Notre Dame's offensive line has opened up a ground game. And Michael Mayer is one of the 10 best players in college football, that dynamic tight end. Reese Davis, my colleague, has pointed this out a bunch of times, both on game day and on our podcast this week, that Dalton Kincaid of Utah had something like 16 catches against USC when Utah won that game. And, you know, it obviously sets up for the ground game. I mean, USC's defense has been dismal, and we kind of thought going into the year they would be dismal, but they have been good enough in most games. And so can Notre Dame keep the ball away from Caleb Williams? The Irish have two elite young tackles, and they have a three-headed monster at running back. And can they find Mayer just enough and move the ball and move the chains and play keep away to make this a game?
Pete, this has been, as you have pointed out, a fairly quiet, silly season. We're about to get into it a little bit more on Monday, I would think. Maybe there'll be some surprise firings. We know about a couple of big ones, and we ask you the same question every week, but we'll ask you again as we are about to see Ole Miss's regular season end tomorrow night. Any more insight, any more update on where Auburn turns next?
Well, Paul, I think, you know, I've said on the show all along here that, you know, that it appears to winnow down to Lane Kiffin, Hugh Freeze as the top targets. I don't think that's any kind of like searing breaking news. And how things transpire at Auburn, I think the Egg Bowl ending is going to be a trigger point for that. Because I think Kiffin's in a position where he's certainly going to have a chance at that job. And so I don't think anything happens at Auburn until the Egg Bowl on Thursday, and then I think we could see some things unfold in the next 72 hours. I have cautioned, Paul, that you're dealing with two very unpredictable variables with Auburn and just its general Auburn-ness, and Lane Kiffin, who has been prone to whims occasionally. So I think it would be premature to say that anything's done or anything's in hand. I think there's some work to do, but I think it's clear at this point that Lane Kiffin's the favorite for that job.
We all have had our say on Lane Kiffin, but considering the importance of this matter, when that report came out the other night by a local television reporter, have you ever seen a head coach, a major head coach, react in the way that Lane Kiffin did?
I have not, Paul, but I think when you embrace Lane Kiffin, you embrace all of Lane Kiffin. And that reaction is quintessential Lane Kiffin. That's who he is. That is why he is wildly popular with the under 35 crowd. Right? Like, people love that Lane Kiffin is authentic, and that's who Lane Kiffin is. And he has never changed and never apologized for who he is, and I just think he's won and people have embraced it more. So he's a fascinating guy, and in a lot of ways, he's been very successful especially in recent years where he's gone. And it certainly is as gifted an offensive mind and play caller that we've seen in the sport in the last 15 years. But it is going to be good for ratings, Paul, if that is the case. The old SEC network executives would be smiling at the press conference.
Pete, finally, it was a year ago next week, we had all the bombs going off, Lincoln Riley, and then ultimately we saw Brian Kelly. We know about the Nebraska opening. That's been open for 3 months. There are a couple other openings. And I know we're speculating, but do you think we'll see some unexpected retirements, firings, or do you think this is going to be a fairly quiet couple of weeks?
Yeah, the way the carousel has evolved, Paul, all the action sort of shifts. It used to be sort of there used to be like a Black Saturday, Sunday kind of flurry. And I don't think we'll see anything like that. I think there's a decision to be made one way or another at West Virginia, which isn't a major job. But I do think that's a Power Five job that people have an eye on. And then what Stanford and David Shaw end up deciding. Does he retool his staff and going forward, or does he transition into some kind of role in the athletic department? I think the way that program has slumped has led it to a crossroads. I'm not saying he's going to get fired, but if he does return, I don't think it would be, you know, with the same staff around him. I think there would have to be some sort of, you know, like Brian Kelly type inflection point after Notre Dame went 4-8, I think in 16 or 17. And, you know, the changes need to be made in some level at Stanford because the results just haven't matched what they were early in Shaw's tenure, which, of course, were historically good results for Stanford. They'd never been better in the program's entire history.
Pete Thamel with the latest on the big games of Saturday and the coaching carousel. Many thanks, Pete. Always enjoy these conversations. As we head to the break, we'll talk to a number of other reporters, including a columnist in Alabama who is calling on the administration at Auburn to stop with this foolishness with Lane Kiffin and hire Carnell Williams immediately. We'll talk about that later on.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Yes, and if you were listening to that piece there with Greeny, Heather, and I, you did hear my dog at the very end. I mean, it's one thing to be unable to control your kids while you're on TV. It's another thing to have your dog woofing. Jim is up next. Hello, Jim. Jim?
Is the dog compelling, Paul, or can you hear me?
The dog is compelling, Jim. I think you would like this dog.
Okay, I like a compelling anything.
This dog once attacked I-Man's picture of I-Man.
Oh, I love it. I love him already. But I want to ask you a question, if you'll let me, without interrupting. Can I do that?
I'm afraid to speak, yes.
Do you think I have the credentials as a proven whatever you call me, a compelling caller, the most compelling you call me? Do you think I have the credentials to evaluate a caller?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Mr. Baum, J.K., I don't like everything he says, but he's head and shoulders above iMonkey, leads in those lies. He's heading. He's not even in that ball. They're not even in his ballpark. He is like me, Paul. He is compelling. I don't always agree with him, but that guy, he makes you sit up. I like that guy. He's compelling. I don't know what you agree with. I'm telling you, he helps the show because he brings it. He flat, and he does it in a way. He's not nasty. He's just authoritative. He's a really good caller, Paul. I'm telling you, he is.
Well, I agree. That's why I try to go to him whenever I can.
I figured you did. I wasn't sure, but I thought you did. And I know you do him like you do me. You want to mess with him and push him around, like see if he'll hold on. He ain't backing down. He ain't backing up either, is he?
No, he's got his. When he starts parroting other callers, he's probably at his best.
He's good. I enjoy the heck out of listening to him. I don't care. I don't like a lot of things. I don't like the fact that he hates Alabama, but that's his prerogative. You know, if they're going to hate on me and all the other people, many people hate on Obama. But that's his prerogative. But I'm telling you, that call a while ago, I think was the best this year, period. That his call early in the show. And, I wouldn't say that if I didn't believe it.
Well, by the way, Jim, while we have you here, who else do you think is a good caller?
There's none besides me. Well, I like Jeff. No, I think he's compelling. But there's nobody in the ballpark and I'm not even in the ballpark with J.K. as far as being compelling right now. I'm not into it like I was. I don't talk about ball. But I'm telling you, I like that guy. I like what I hear on the show, on the radio. He's entertaining. He's compelling. He's authoritative, and he doesn't take any crap. You know what I mean? And he's not he ain't getting nasty like the others. You know what I mean? He just says what he wants to say.
Well, he does it with humor.
Yeah, exactly. But he's not, he doesn't have malice in his mind or in his voice.
Right.
He's really, I like him. I had to say that. I'm thankful for everything about Thanksgiving. A friend of mine, I've had a rough year in a lot of ways. I'm not going to talk about it. But I've had a rough year with some things that happened. But I'm going to tell you right now, a friend of mine that I watched play pool when I was about 11 years old, and he could play, but he couldn't play as good as me. But I didn't know that at 12, and he taught me a lot. I asked him one day, I said, man, what's going on with all this? Life's getting rough. He said, son, you got to take the bitter with the sweet. And that's what I've tried to live by.
It's a good lesson. It really is a good lesson because this is a time of the year that we all start getting reflective and think about what you're thankful for. And I would agree. Any cliche you want to put in there, but yours is certainly applicable.
Well, the sweet, as much bitter as I've had, the sweet always overwhelms the bitter. That's just God. I promise you that's God. And I'll tell you something else, Paul. I believe God put Elon Musk on this earth for this time. That guy is a champion. He's doing things. I can't believe what he's saying and doing. I don't know if you're keeping up with him, but he's a world champion right now, speaking out all over the world. And he's got the credentials to do it.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. You have a great holiday.
Same to you. Thank you.
Mitch is up next.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Mitch.
And how is life in Charlotte?
Mitch, life is great. I appreciate you asking. What about yours?
Oh, ever since I got over what I had to get over the summer, I've been doing pretty good.
Well, good. Glad to hear.
You ready to claim the turkey eating championship, or
no? I don't think I'm really a contender anymore. I'm out of shape for that.
I don't blame you. And that trip to San put you to sleep so fast. But anyway, I just wanted to call and wish you and the whole show happy Thanksgiving. I don't get to call much anymore, but I still watch you, and you're always keeping me happy. And I want to thank you for that.
Well, Mitch, I'm glad to hear that you're doing a little bit better. You take care of yourself, and you stay in touch with us, okay? Pat is up next. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Paul. Thanks. Gobble, gobble, gobble. I really appreciate the gracious testimonial you did yesterday to Kirby Smart's college coaching career. the 10 years that he spent at Alabama is probably the premier and all-time best defensive coordinator at Alabama. And hopefully after 7 years at Georgia, he'll have back-to-back natties. I really did appreciate the kind words, especially coming from someone as knowledgeable as you are, and thank you very much. I didn't know if I wanted to listen to Harvey Updike yesterday or not, the piece on him, but I was, after it was all over, I was glad that I listened to it. I've been listening to you since February of 2010. I purchased a Honda Cross Tour, and it had Sirius XM on it, and I found you right away and have listened to you on the radio or TV ever since. I was listening on the way home from work when Mr. Updike called in anonymously, and I couldn't believe what he was saying, and then the call was over and y'all went to break, and I said to myself, I sure hope they've got his phone number so they can track him down. This, I just couldn't believe what he was admitting to on air.
Yeah, we did have I'm pretty sure we did have his number. The one thing they wanted in the aftermath of that was they wanted a tape of it. I now know they wanted to compare the voice. But what I learned, I learned a lot of things yesterday I did not know. And I was probably more involved in all that than I needed to be, but yeah, but you couldn't help it. It was such a big story, and there were so many different avenues that we all were in the middle of.
Well, you know this because I've told you, Auburn has always been my second love. My wife almost went there, and I love Toomer's Corner and Toomer's Drugstore, and it's the second best place to have a football game, and not only in the Southeastern Conference, but in the whole United States. So I was terribly upset and sorry about.
Yeah, you know, Pat, you understood it, but I don't think a lot of people listening yesterday understood how deeply personal that crime was to them. Auburn people treated it like a death in the family. It was that big of a deal.
No, absolutely, and it'll probably never be the same, but the trees will grow and they'll mature. And we celebrated Thanksgiving yesterday, and we're going to celebrate it again tomorrow. And I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. And I'm very thankful for you and everybody on your crew and the football knowledge and information that you bring to our household. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you very much, Pat. You have a great day. Dave is up next.
Hi, Paul. Happy Thanksgiving.
Dave?
Yeah, me and Peggy would like to invite you and your wife to Thanksgiving brunch tomorrow.
Well, thank you.
I hope you'd be able to make it. I don't know how often you are in Springfield, but you probably know how to get here.
Yeah, I've been to Springfield. I think I mentioned to you once, one of my best friends was from there. So I've been back there once. But it's unfortunately, Dave, it's a generous offer. Randy, are you available tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to be so abrupt.
Oh, Randy?
I'm sorry. I'm not available.
Is Randy
available? You want to ask Randy? Can you hear Dave, Randy? He's listening to you, Dave.
Okay, Randy, you're invited to Thanksgiving brunch.
In Springfield,
it's
Missouri.
All health food.
I just can't make it this time.
Randy, let me give you some. I mean, I realize you're not a teenager here, but here's if you accept an invitation with a modicum of grace.
Sure.
You act like you're interested. We'll be right back.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Yeah, we are back, and Peacock is in Mobile, Alabama. Hello, Peacock. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, brother?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, Jim just anointed himself the best caller.
Yes.
I'm like, come on, dude. I mean, the worst thing about Jim, this is not what I called about. The worst thing about Jim, though, he's a Bible thumper, man, but he's angry. You know, the whole thing about being a Christian is bringing people to Christ, not being an angry guy. But that's more like JK's job, Mr. Hater. But anyway, Paul, Cadillac, I think Cadillac will get the job at Auburn if he beats Bama. Now, my question for you, is that even possible to happen?
I think it's highly unlikely. But, you know, I'm hesitant to use the rivalry of the game as a reason, because I don't think it's the same game in Tuscaloosa for Auburn as it is in Auburn. We saw that last year, how a pretty mediocre team rose up and very well nearly beat Alabama. I don't think the same thing happens on the road. I think Alabama is more comfortable. And I just think that as average as this Auburn team is, the one last year was a little bit better. They had certainly a more solid quarterback, although I'm trying to remember how much he even played in that game. I think he got hurt, so he may not have played that much.
Well, I totally agree with you. Well, I know you're not a betting man, but you think Auburn's going to cover the points. I think it's 21.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a tendency to think they will based on the rivalry, but – as soon as I say that, remember that line is supposed to get an even amount of betting on both sides. So it's not like the public is all over Auburn. I don't think they are.
Right, right.
Not that I'm in contact with Vegas, right? Are you, Randy, are you in contact with Vegas on this game?
Well, Mr. Paul, I got another question about Kiffin, in which I do think Kiffin's going to take the job. But my question is, why is Kiffin the number one guy? And the reason why, I mean, Saban, he's 0-3 against Saban. And to me, he's left a couple programs in shambles. I mean, why is he the number one? And why, if you're going to take a coach from somebody else, why
okay,
could Auburn
let's
not
play
take
the game, Peacock.
Coach?
I understand your complaints about Lane Kiffin. So tell me who you would hire.
Oh, that's a well. I don't have a perfect. I think Kiffin's going to get it.
No, that's not the question. I mean, if you don't think Kiffin's the guy, then who is?
You know, I don't have it pulled out of a hat for you on that. I'm just saying. Okay.
I didn't mean to ask you a curveball. I just thought that was a fair question.
Yeah, I may have any questions fair. I mean, I'll be truthful. I don't have a backup. If I'm betting, I'm thinking it's Kiffin 100%. I'm just saying that. You know, I just don't understand why they're all in. I don't think Kiffin fits Auburn very well.
Well, the reason why Kiffin is, first of all, to go somewhere, you have to be willing to go. So who is willing to leave where they are to go to Auburn that is a capable, competent coach?
Well, somebody out of the SEC, obviously, other than Ohio State. I mean, I think anybody would.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't think the Auburn job is one that people are going to be leaving left and right. I mean, I think it's a unique job, but I mean, we're talking about top coaches here. Kiffin is considered one of the top coaches or top 15, top 20 coaches in America. And he obviously has indicated that he's interested. I don't think he would be the favorite if he was not. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Squirrel is up next. Hey, Squirrel.
Did you notice that I didn't make Jim's favorite caller list?
You did not.
I know. He's disappointed in me. The last couple times I've called in, he's actually called right after my call and expressed his disappointment in me, saying I wasn't hard on Legend enough. Let's put it that way. But you're like this. One time, the first time he called and said he was disappointed in me, I said, darn, Jim, I feel like a child that let his father down. And he snapped at me just a split second. He goes, I ain't old enough to be your father, Squirrel. And you'd enjoy that. But I was kind of disappointed I didn't make the list after all those glowing things he said about me last week. But I want you to have a happy Thanksgiving, and I want all the listeners out there to have a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
Well, Squirrel, thank you very much. Great to hear from you. You have a great holiday. Just a recap, we are 1 hour in. We had Pete Thamel on a couple of minutes ago. He said, and I think your caller from Peacock related to it, that we don't really know what Auburn is thinking. Lane Kiffin has emerged as the favorite. That doesn't mean anything other than the obvious. And we heard Thamel say he believes Kiffin is still number one on Auburn's list, followed by Hugh Freeze. We'll talk an hour from now to a writer and editor in Alabama who believes Carnell Williams is the right choice. We'll talk to Roy Johnson in 1 hour. We'll talk also to Nick Kelly about the Alabama-Auburn game, but also reflecting back a year ago on the death of Cecil Hurt, whose legend still casts quite a shadow over the state of Alabama, especially this weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.